This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We have several results to share with you this morning from Montgomery County Fair livestock shows. Things started yesterday with the sheep show, and for those results, Champion Dorset went to Lane Lingley of Greenville. Champion Suffolk Sheep, also Lane Lingley of Greenville. Champion South Down, Emily Ulmer of Greenville. Champion Hampshire, Peyton Suzuki of Greenville. Champion Shropshire, Lane Lingley of Greenville. Champion Oxford, Jonah Elvidge of Farmersville. Champion Hare Sheep, Jenna Ray McHenry of Petersburg. And the overall grand champion of the sheep show was the Oxford Sheep, shown by Jonah Elvidge of Farmersville. And I did have a chance to visit with the overall grand champion of the show. Jonah Elvidge told me how long he's been showing sheep and all the work and time he put in before competing at the fair yesterday morning. Jonah, just a few questions for you. Can you tell us how old you are and maybe where you live and how long you've been showing sheep?
I am 9 years old. I live in Farmersville, Illinois, and I've been showing for 3 years.
Can you tell us what breed of sheep you show? Maybe you have more than one type of breed, but what kind of sheep do you show?
It's an Oxford.
What do you want to tell us about your sheep, maybe how old he is, and what did you have to do to raise him to get him here to the fair today?
Well, we had to wash it, then we had to lead it around on the halter, and it's like a February, so.
Do you know how big he is, maybe how much he weighs?
120 pounds.
So that's pretty big. That's almost bigger than you, I would guess.
Yeah.
Are you going to be going to any other fairs this summer? Do you have any other shows to go to?
Yeah, the Illinois State Fair, and that's it.
That's it? Okay, how did you learn how to do all this stuff? Who taught you how to show sheep?
My dad.
Does he work you pretty hard? I think I know Mr. Elvidge just a little bit. What went into preparing for today? Did you have to practice a lot, and what did you do to get ready for this?
Well, yesterday we would wash them, hand trim, and shear them, and then he would let them set them up, and yeah, so.
Do you have to practice leading them around or anything?
Yes.
And is that easy or hard to do?
Sometimes easy, sometimes hard.
Can they be a little bit stubborn?
Yes.
And congratulations once again to Jonah Elvidge of Farmersville for showing the overall grand champion sheep at the Montgomery County Fair. We also have goat show results for you this morning. Champion Weather was Nathan Brown of Hillsboro. Champion Dairy Goat, shown by Bailey Goldsberry of Jacksonville. Champion Meat Goat, Nathan Brown of Hillsboro. And the overall grand champion of the goats, Nathan Brown of Hillsboro. I also had a chance to interview the overall champion of the goat show. Nathan Brown told me what breed of goats he has and all the work that goes into caring for his animals at home.
I'm Nathan Brown. I'm 11 years old. I live in Hillsboro. The type of goats I have is boar.
And how many goats do you have? Do you have a lot at home or just a few?
Just a few. I only have 5, and I show them all.
Awesome. So do you have any other fairs or shows that you're planning to go to this summer?
Quite a few. I try to do as many as I can.
Keeps you busy. So what all goes into taking care of these goats? You know, how many times a day do you have to feed them, and what did you have to do to get ready to come show today?
We feed them twice a day. We clip them before we go to the fair. We put them on the goat stand and blow them off, make sure they're all dry and everything like that. We spray them down and just make sure they're ready.
Do you have to practice leading them around and break them to lead too, and talk to us about that?
Yeah, we sometimes have to lead the ones that don't like to go around the arena sometimes, unless there's other goats with them which they like to lead, but otherwise no.
Awesome. Well, congratulations on your big win at Montgomery County Fair. And I know we didn't have a poultry show this year, but you do have chickens at home. So how many chickens do you have, and tell us a little about those?
We got quite a few, like over 100, I think. We just take care of them. We feed them every afternoon because they usually don't eat all their food during the day. We water them, pick up eggs, and sometimes we sell eggs at home. So
with that many chickens, you probably have a lot of eggs that you get to sell, right?
Oh, yeah. We have tons.
So how much do you sell them by the dozen, and, you know, do you make pretty good money, I guess, or how's business?
It's okay.
It's okay? Do you just sell to friends and family, or who do you sell eggs to?
Friends and family and people at church, because we take them to church every weekend, so.
And congratulations again to Nathan Brown, the Montgomery County Fair Goat Show overall grand champion. Well, and some more out-of-state news about Arkansas this morning. The Arkansas Department of Agriculture's Plant Board will meet again this week in an attempt to pass a temporary ban on the use of dicamba-based herbicides. The move comes after the board failed to pass the vote Tuesday because of a procedural error. The board did limit the use of dicamba to hooded sprayers and requires a 1 mile downwind buffer. Arkansas has received more than 130 complaints from farmers who say their crops were damaged by dicamba that drifted into their fields from neighboring fields. Despite 8 board members voting for the ban and 6 voting against the ban, the board was not sure whether or not it needed 9 votes to pass the measure, but that requirement of 9 votes is now being questioned. So, the board will meet again on Friday to reconsider the temporary ban that must receive approval from the state's governor before going into effect. Arkansas already banned Monsanto's Extendamax dicamba formulations in January, but gave a green light to BASF's Ingenia product line for the 2017 crop season. Well, on a final note this morning, the Montgomery County Fair runs through Sunday this week, and things get started at 9 a.m. in Butler this morning with the Beef Show. But that's all we have for now on your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.